As you breathe in and out, try to get the breath to energize the body, soothe the body, relax the body if it's been tense. In other words, think of the breath as medicine, as food for the body, and food for the mind. There's a sense of well-being in the body. The mind is not so hungry. You know, it's not so hungry that it's not going to go running out after every little thing that it wants. It's going to stop and think about the consequences. If I go for this, what are the results going to be? If I go for that, what are the results going to be? Most people's problems come from the fact that they don't think in the long term. They think just about what they want right here, right now. So you have to give the mind something good right here, right now, a good place to stay. As you breathe in, breathe out, think of the body bathed with pleasure, bathed with a sense of fullness. When you feel satisfied like this, then the mind is a lot less hungry. And it can be more choosy about what kind of foods it goes for. Greed comes along and says, not this time. Anger comes along, well, no, I don't want to feed on that either. Because you can see the long-term results down the line. So give the mind something good right now. That way, you're like a person at the side of the road. Ordinarily, we're like a person at the side of the road. A car comes up, we're hot, we're tired. The car is air-conditioned and it promises some fun, so we jump right in. But then we don't really know where it's going. If we lived like that, we'd die. But that's how the mind is. But if you give the mind a good place to stay inside, like here, it's like you're in an air-conditioned spot, and even though the other car may have air conditioning, you're already well taken care of. You've got water to drink, you've got food to eat. And so they promise some fun, because they say, well, where are you going? How much can I trust you? That way you save yourself a lot of grief. So provide yourself with a sense of well-being right here, right now. The way you breathe, the way you talk to yourself, and the images you hold in mind. We tend to think of greed and aversion as our friends. They give spice to life. But you see that they're false friends. They have that perception in mind. They've tricked you many times before. It's a lot easier to say no. So the Buddha talks about these three kinds of fabrication, the way you breathe in and out, the way you talk to yourself, and the perceptions you hold in mind, together with the feelings that you create. With the breath, you can create all kinds of good feelings. A sense of energy in the head, if you need it, in the torso, in the legs, in the hands, in the feet. When the body feels bathed with pleasure like this, and it's got good ways of talking to itself, then it's much more protected from itself than the stupid things it would tend to do simply out of hunger. So feed the mind well. This is part of the care and feeding of the mind, the sense of well-being that we have. As the Buddha said, if you don't get a sense of well-being from the concentration, then no matter how much you may see the drawbacks of some sensual pleasures, you're still going to go back for them, because the mind needs pleasure. So you provide it with the pleasure, not so much of sensuality, but the pleasure of form, the body as you feel it from within. When that feels good, then you've got a means for withstanding all your old bad habits, all your old bad urges. And you become your own refuge, because you know how to protect yourself from yourself. You have to realize that your defilements, those are the biggest danger in the world. Much bigger than any danger that would come at you from outside. So when you're protected here, you're protected all around.